Amen. I started this proclamation last Friday, and I'm going to finish it today. Today's message is called 2022, the defining year. Amen. So that's what it is. 2022, the defining year. It took me several days just waiting on the Lord and trying to figure out what he's going to say. So let me start by saying, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to his people. So if you have an ear, you hear it. I will start from the promise that the Lord gave us 2 years ago. I have about 7 or 8 things here that I will call out. The first one is the differentiation continues. Amen. Now, if I say anything that agrees with you, feel free to say amen. Because I want people to agree with God's word and as we proclaim it. So I'm saying that the differentiation that God promised us, while the world will be going through all these cataclysmic troubles, that differentiation continues in Jesus' name. You can read that in Exodus chapter 11, verses 6 and 7. If you put that up for me quickly, please. I want those scriptures up quickly. Exodus 11, 6, and there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall there be any more like it. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Amen. Now, if I tell you that this year it's going to be better for the world, that will not be true. Because it's not going to get any better for the world. But for the children of God, you know, now if you think that the pandemic or some disease or any pestilence that's in the land is over, you get another thing coming. You know. But for the children of God, this is exactly what God is going to continue to do. Put a difference between his children and the world. Amen. Let me put you like this. There are 2 calendars that I looked at last night. I couldn't sleep. And they were not physical calendars. And I was just looking. And one of those calendars was full of, let's keep the kids quiet, please. If they're crying, you can take them out to the children's room. One calendar was full of just dark clouds and different things like that all over the place, all the dates over the calendar. And another calendar that I looked at was just full of light and goodness and, you know, just bubbling. So, I put before you today these 2 calendars. 2022 calendar. One is full of darkness all over the place, you know, different dates all over, you know, there's January, February, April, all kinds of dates. Yet there was another calendar that was just full of joy. Hallelujah! So, that's number one. Number two, let me get into the real, I just wanted to remind us that so we don't forget, because people forget the promises of God. You know, you need to hang on. You need to hang your faith on the word of God. That's how we get the victory. Praise the Lord. So, a quick recap from Friday night, the crossover service. The crossing over, one of the things that I mentioned then was that we will be passing through 2022, rather than for us to consider that we're just going into 2022. A quick recap of some scriptures that go with that. So we are passing through 2022. And should the Lord tarry, that means he will see us on the other side. Amen. That means this time in 2023, we will be here praising the Lord. Amen. The tempest, the pestilence, any kind of virus, Omicron or something else, they will come out with, and they will come out with some more. Will not carry us away. Amen. We will be here because we are passing through. Isaiah 43 and verse 2. Psalms 23 and verse 4. I'm just going to read this quickly. I mean, just reference them. We already read them on Friday night. So, but if you're writing it out, fine. Isaiah 43 and 2, Psalm 23 and 4, and Mark 4 and 35. That's when Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. The reason I'm doing this recap is because this is part of the whole message. I just gave a little of it on Friday night. Now, so that's one thing. We're passing through 2022. You know, the next thing is the prophetic realm that God promised us for 2022. The prophetic realm, to flow in the prophetic realm. Now somebody, a member of my family that listened to the message on Friday night, I thank God that people listened. You know, they said, they recap what the Lord said, and it was beautiful. They said even better than I did. He said, the Lord will give us a mantle of the prophetic flow in 2022. And that is just absolutely correct. But you got to want it. You know, Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 27 and verse 5. Put those backwards. I put 27 before the 5 because you said, you know, my sheep follow me. They hear my voice and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life and they shall never perish and so on. And verse 5 says, look, they will not follow a stranger because they don't know the voice of strangers. So this year, we need that word, but not just one word. That's the difference I brought out on Friday night. We're not just looking for a prophetic word at the end of the year for the new year, and then every time we have some other crisis, we go seek out some prophet and look for some prophetic word. No. Each one of us this year should enter into that flow. And all you got to say is yes to the Lord. And you can have that fellowship with him. You can have a constant communication and flow with him for this year. This is what God is promising. Can you say amen? Now, we're not asking you to become prophets, you know. So, but, you know, the prophetic flow, and I'll be talking about that some more, maybe later in the year. Prophetic flow is not about being called into the office of the prophet. No. It's just like the Bible says that, look, God has made us kings and priests, you know. I don't see any of you wearing any crowns, but you're already kings and priests. You know, so we have this prophetic thing inside of us. Remember, Jesus Christ came in the three dimensions, prophet, priest, and king. You know, first he came as a prophet. Now he's as a high priest over the house of God. And then he's going to come as the King of Kings. And so we who are in his image and following after his footsteps, we got to flow in those same three things. The prophetic, you know, the priesthood. Remember, you are a royal priesthood. And then king, because he has given us dominion. So that's for everybody. Now, so I've talked about differentiation. Continue. I've talked about passing through 22. 2020, I've talked about entering into the prophetic realm. These were things that I talked about on Friday night. So let me go to the rest of the things that I didn't talk about. One of them I mentioned briefly. Now, the next point, if you're writing this, the next point is providence will guide you and protect your destiny. Amen. I want to spend a little time to talk about that. Providence. Remember, the topic for today is, this is a year, it's a defining year. Defining year. I'm going to say, explain that. after you hear all these points. The defining year. Now, all these things that I'm listing out, these are the way that the Lord is defining, making, you know, a definition for this year for you. Okay. Now, Jeremiah 29:11, which many people know, talks about the plans that the Lord have for us. They are what? They are what? Thoughts of peace and not of evil. But the point that I want to bring out, it's not that part, it's the last part. To give you what? Come on, somebody, say it with me. To give you what? The expected end is your destiny. Now, most of the time, we don't know what it is. Now, I will be dropping some, if you want to call it punchlines, throughout this message. If you catch it, that's why I said at the beginning, let him that hath an ear hear, because he's saying to the churches. One punchline here is this. Just because you don't plan for it, or you are not planning for it, doesn't mean it's not your destiny. There are some things that people don't plan for. This expected end here, a lot of times we are thinking that we are looking at it from our own perspective. The things that we want to achieve. And I'll come to that. That's part of this year too. But there is another perspective from God's view. God's view. And I want to talk to you today about destiny and providence, just quickly. The story of Joseph illustrates it all. I'm not going to read it because everybody knows the story, and we've talked about it multiple times. But there was a destiny for Joseph, and along the way, there are a lot of contradictions and things trying to frustrate that destiny. However, providence was protecting him and guiding him closer to it. Now, in the case of Joseph, he actually had some dreams, which he knew. Well, whether you have the dream or not, and we'll come to the one that you know, but even if you don't know it, what God has planned for you, what God has planned for you, this year is the defining year that will set you finally on that course. Amen. Now, whether you've been doing this and doing the other or whatever, it doesn't matter. But this year, there are some things that I want to talk about to help us. There are what is called destiny helpers. Can somebody say destiny helpers? Destiny helpers. Destiny helpers may not always look like they're on your side, but they are destiny helpers. Amen. See it in the story of Joseph. His brethren were destiny helpers, but they were not on his side. Why are they destiny helpers? Because they were actually helping to move him towards his destiny, despite all the things they were doing against him. Can somebody say amen? May God send you destiny helpers this year. Amen. And when those destiny helpers are doing their thing against you, don't worry about it. Just remember that this is the defining year. Amen. Everything that your destiny helpers will do against you today, I mean this year, will actually move you forward closer towards your destiny. The brothers, they schemed against him. Tried to kill him, put him in the pit, sold him to prison, to slavery. They were destiny helpers. Potiphar's wife that wanted to seduce him, tried to do everything. When he wouldn't comply, framed him, got him sent to jail. She was a destiny helper. How many of you know that's true? Because it wasn't until he got to jail, he was doing all right in the house of Potiphar, but he never got a chance to stand before Pharaoh until he actually went to prison. How many of you know that's true? It was while he was in prison, interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker, that finally led to his appearing before Pharaoh. Hallelujah. these, all these negative things that were happening to him, they were destiny helpers. I'm going to leave it like that for now. Maybe later in the year, we'll come back to that. But I hope you see the point. If you see the point, say amen. So, that is something that is going to begin to be more pronounced for you this year. Your destiny is charted. The path to your destiny is charted. Whether you are planning for it or not, just because you are not planning for it, doesn't mean it's not your destiny. God has providence. Now, providence is the continuous act of God that will guide you to the expected end. And that's God's own expected end for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number five. How many of you know I've spoken about four already? Do you know I've spoken about four? Anybody knows what I've spoken? One, two, three, four. One was differentiation. Continues. Two was what? We are passing through 2022. We're not just going to perish in the middle of it. Amen? Amen? What was number three? What was number three? Well, that was number four. You guys are not paying attention. Number three was spoken last Friday. The realm of the prophetic flow. Hello? Feels lonely up here. Are you with me? All right, well, I spent a lot of time praying over this message that the Lord will help everyone to understand it because it is so impactful. If you hear what the Spirit is saying. Number three was the flowing this year in the prophetic realm. That's what gets you closer because you are hearing directly from God. Number four was providence will guide you towards your destiny. Begin to work for you this year even closer. Now, number five, take the shot. I spoke about this briefly on Friday. You know, what does take the shot mean? That means that this year, God will create opportunities for you. Now, I said on Friday that I will speak more about it on Sunday, but that's opportunities. God's not going to make you do anything, but God's going to create opportunities for you. Now, the opportunity, when I said take the shot, it's like, look, you know, somebody has passed you the ball, and the clock is running down, and you are there thinking, should I take the shot or not? Take the shot! Because if you don't take that shot, then you miss the shot. See, and I said on Friday night, every shot you don't take is a shot that you already missed. Does anybody understand that? Anybody was here on Friday? Was anybody here on Friday? Did you hear it on Friday? If you don't take the shot, you miss the shot. Because there's no way you are going to make the shot if you didn't even try to take it. It's that simple. So every shot you pass up and don't take, that's a shot that you missed. You will not know whether you would have made the shot because you didn't even try. Praise the Lord. Let me give you some scriptures. And this is the meat of this message because I didn't cover this part at all last Friday. I just talked about it briefly. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I want you to put this up for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 4 to 6. Let's get into this right now. I don't look at the time. We started late, but I'm going to take my time to finish this. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. And he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. What does that mean? What? Maybe it's time for you to plant. Maybe it's planting season. But you say, oh, it's windy, it's cloudy today, it's going to rain and so forth. You know, then you're not going to go out and do anything. Because you are looking at all the conditions. Are you still with me? He that observeth the winds shall not sow anything. Because the winds are keeping him back. The winds are boisterous and all of that. So they're not going to make the attempt. And because of that, they're also not going to reap anything. But you're looking at the clouds, he's also not going to reap anything. So this is the scripture for this. And do you know what the way of the Spirit is? Verse 11. Do you know? Verse 5. How do you know what God is doing? How do you know how the bones go inside of the womb? How do you know that? How do you know it? How do you know how God does these things? God will just give you some things to do. But don't worry about how God's going to bring it all to pass. Because you don't know. Verse 6. Let's read verse 6. Can you put up verse 6, please? In the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not your hand. Because you don't know whether of them will prosper. Whether the one you sowed in the morning, or the one you sowed in the evening, or the one you sowed, or whether both of them shall be good alike. What is this telling you? Take the shot in the morning. Take it also in the afternoon. Take it in the evening. Sow your seed here. Sow your seed there. Because you don't know which one is going to prosper. Now, that's some wisdom. I'm going to leave it there. But it also means that, look, you've got to, think outside the box. 2 Kings chapter 7. There is a story in verses 3 to 10 of four lepers. 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 3 to 10. There were four leprous men at the entering of the gate, when they were being besieged, by Samaritans, Syrians, all these people, So they couldn't go inside the city because they are lepers. Lepers can't come inside the city, And outside, they've cut off all the water supply and everything, so there's famine everywhere. So here's what they said. Why do we sit here until we die? Verse 4. He said, look, we have some choices that we can do. If we say we're going to enter in the city, the famine is there anyway, we shall die there. And if we sit here, we shall die also. So there's only one thing for us to do. Well, let's take a chance. Let's take a chance. If we take a chance and fall to the camp of the Syrians, maybe they'll save us alive, maybe they won't. But, we're going to die anyway if we don't do anything. So let's do something. And well, as the story went, they did do something. So they say, yeah, that sounds like a good one. So they went to the camp of the Syrians to take a chance. They took a shot at the opportunity. And when they arose, when they were going, what happened was, when they got there, the whole camp was empty. And there were tons of food, supplies, medals and jewelry, everything all over the place. And so what happened? Well, because while they were coming, the Lord, see, this is what Ecclesiastes was saying. You don't know how God's going to make all those things happen. You don't know how the bones grow in the womb, but you must sow in order for you to reap. But you don't know how all these things are going to happen. So these people, while they were going, God actually made their footsteps sound like chariots. Chariots. The Syrians were hearing thunderous chariots coming. It was only four lepers that were coming. But these people were hearing all kinds of things. And they were deluded. And they ran away because they said, oh my God, these people have gone to hire the Hittites, the Egyptians, the this and the that against us. And they ran away. And these people came and had a tremendous spoil. Then they went back and shared the news. Now, they took a chance. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. It's not exactly just a chance. These people took a chance. But for you, it's not a chance. Let me give it to you right here. Right here, he says that God calls those things which are not as though they are. Can somebody say amen? God quickens the dead. God raises the dead. He doesn't bury the dead. And he calls those things which are not as though they are. So, it's not exactly just a random chance. You can call the things that are not as though they are. And I'm going to do that at the end of this message. We're going to look at that calendar that I saw. We're going to call some things into those, not the black calendar that was full of stuff, but this other one here that has some lights. We're going to call some things into some of those months, January, February, and so on. Amen? I already did in the spirit. You know, so yeah, I will explain it to you. If you can catch it, it's up to you. But God calls those things. You know, that's how God does his things. You know, in the beginning when he was calling things off, he was just calling things out of nothing. That's how he does this. So, now, when we say to you that God is going to create opportunities for you, now, it may be, you may be an entrepreneur. Listen to me. You may be in business. You may be an employee. You may be a student. Whatever it is, God's going to create opportunities for you this year, but you have to take the shot. You have to take the shot. However, you must take the shot with principle. Principle. Don't take the shot. Don't try to squeeze somebody else's neck, you know, to in order to get the shot. No, that's for the children of the world. You know, don't step on anybody in order to get by. Are you with me? Because God is the one that is guiding you. And don't try to do things in the arm of your flesh. David was anointed to be king when Saul came to talk to Jesse and his sons. David wasn't there, but he was finally chosen when he was called. And, you know, it took a considerable time afterwards, many years afterward, before he actually got the kingdom. During the time, during his waiting time, even though he knew he was king, how many of you know the story? I don't have time to read it. He had opportunity to kill Saul more than once. Do you know that story? Does anybody here know the story? Because I don't want to read it. He had opportunity to kill Saul and his you know, the people around him, all the men that were following him and his captains, and they say, "Ha! God has delivered your enemy into your hand." You see, God already appointed you to be king, and this man is trying to kill you. This man is trying to prevent you from getting to your destiny. Now, look at him. Kill him already so that you can ascend to the throne. Now, there are many people in the Bible that did stuff like that. They hear the word of God, you know, and then they go and kill the person. You know, in order to... No, David wouldn't do it. David said, "Look, I will not lift my hand against the Lord's anointed." And David waited for that timing of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to tell you that even though God will present opportunities for you this year, I'm not asking you to do anything crazy. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to knock down somebody else in order to get where I'm going. No. That's never going to work. That's not the principle. That's not the character of Christ. Remember, let them be in my image, after my likeness. Let them be in my image, after my likeness, and then let them have dominion. So image and likeness is the character. You know, God will give you, God will put you into place, give you opportunities, but you have to do things his way. Amen. Isaiah 43. Let us read some few verses here. Verses 16 to 19. I'm on number 5 now. I'm going to 7. Isaiah 43, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea. There's no way in the sea. It's just like children of Israel, you know, had to cross the Red Sea. People don't pass through the Red Sea. No. You know, you don't go in the midst of waters. No. The Lord maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty seas. Verse 6, 17. Let's go through it quickly. Which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power, and so forth like them together. You know, he quenched them. Verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What? Why? Behold, I will do a new thing. A new thing means God will put a new opportunity. When he said, I will do a new thing, and now, 2022, it shall spring forth. And shall ye not know it? I even will make a way in the wilderness. A way in the wilderness means opportunities that were not there before. Rivers in the rivers don't show up in the desert. God has to make them. There's no way in the wilderness. God has to make the way. So when everything looks like there's no way, God will make a way. When everything looks like, you know, dry, God will bring rivers. Those are opportunities that God will create oases for you in the desert this year. He will make, that means create. God will actually create the way for you, create the opportunities, but you have to walk in the way. When his voice, when you are walking in that prophetic realm this year, that you will hear the voice behind your ear that will say, this is the way, walk ye in it. God will create the way for you, and you will be walking in the prophetic realm, and you will know that that's the way, but you have to do the next step. The next step is you have to go forward. Amen? Hello? I touched on this briefly last Friday. This is number six. You have to go forward. You know, as long as the children of Israel were at the bank or banks of the sea, on the shore, the Red Sea, it was a Red Sea. And the thing was, you know, you have to move forward in order for the thing to actually pop. And God said to them, look, he said in Exodus 14 and verse 15, if you put that up quickly for me, Exodus 14 and 15, he said, look, he told Moses, he said, why are you guys standing here, you know, crying and so forth? Tell the children of Israel that they should go forward. In 2022, you go forward. Amen. You need to go forward. Don't worry about, you know, and there will be all kinds of obstacles. We already said we are passing through. Amen. And there's always going to be destiny helpers along the way in 2022. Don't think of your destiny helpers as only favorable things. Whether they are favorable, that's great. Whether they are not favorable, it doesn't matter. They will be, for in 2022, they will be destiny helpers, moving you closer to the expected end. Amen. Now, Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3. There's a message God gave me on this sometime, and I've been waiting for the right time to preach it, because if you preach something in the wrong time, it's not going to work. So I will go before the, not this part, but the next part. I'm going to read this one first, but that other message is the next verse. I will go before thee and create, make the crooked places straight. You know, that's other opportunities as well. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron, things that are holding you back. Hallelujah. Now, verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness. Now, you can't understand that unless you are walking in the prophetic realm. I will give you hidden riches of secret places. You can't understand that unless you're, you know, flowing with the mantle of prophetic realm in 2022. That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, that called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. But there are so many opportunities that we put out there for you this year. Now, but there must be no holding back. There must be no holding back. What am I doing here today? Well, here's what I'm doing here today. Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 10. Let's put it up and you see what I'm doing here today. Go through. Remember, that's the word again. Through. Can somebody say through? Go through this year. But here, you know, I'm going through. The Lord said, look, go through. Prepare ye the way of the people. You know. So that's what I'm doing here today. Cast off. Cast out the highway. Get out the stones. Lift up a standard. I'm making a standard for the people today. Standard means, look, we're raising the bar. Hallelujah. We're raising the bar. You know, I used to do track and field. You know, all these people jumping high, jump and so forth. You raise the bar. You know, we're raising the bar this year. You know, but God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Amen. Do you receive that God is able to make all grace abound towards you this year? Amen. So, that's what I'm doing here today, is preparing you to run through troops and to leap over walls. The psalmist said, you can read it in Psalm 18, 2 Samuel 22, and so on. By my God, you know, run through troops, leap over walls, you know, I can, you know, do all these things. God will enable you to do these things beginning 2022. Amen. Now, last but not the least, number 7. I want to tell you what the number 22 is associated with in Scripture. To give you more of a confidence that this is indeed the defining year. Hallelujah. Now, before I do that, let me do a quick recap of what I've said so far. 7 things, and the 7th one is what I'm about to say now. 1, the differentiation continues. 2, we're passing through. We're not going to drop dead. God's not going to leave us alone in the middle or anywhere in 2022. Amen. Number 3, we are moving into the prophetic realm for closer guidance this year. And number 4, the providence of God will guide your destiny, will protect you and guide you closer to your destiny this year. And number 5, what was number 5? What was number 5? Huh? Number 5 is take the shot. You got to take the shot. People don't take the shot because they are scared. They are looking at circumstances, clouds, this and that. I can't do it. Take the shot. You know, you can't take the shot because you say, look, what if I miss it? Well, what if you make it? Hallelujah. You say, well, what if I miss it? Well, you know, well, what if you make it? You know, and you know, you can make the shot. You can make the shot. God wouldn't tell you to take the shot if you couldn't make the shot. Hello? God doesn't tell us to do anything that he knows we can't do. You know, it's not like the devil. You know, God will give you grace to do what he wants you to do. Amen. So take the shot. Number 6 is what? You must go forward. You must go forward. You must not let anything hold you back. Remember, he that puts the hand in the plow is not do what? It's not what? It's not worthy of the kingdom. Remember Lot's wife. I preached a message a couple of years ago called Remember Lot's Wife. Lot's wife was somebody that kept looking back. Looking back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Go forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. So the last one here, number 7, is the prophetic significance of the number 22. And this will cap what I have said so far so that you know that God indeed gave this message. 22 in Scripture. There's so many things. You know, I haven't checked it out myself, you know, but this one, I heard about it just this morning. God already gave me this message, but I heard somebody say, oh, God. So I didn't have time to check it out. This was not part of my message, this one I'm about to say. Somebody actually said, but I already had this 22 key that God gave me. And then somebody said this morning that I was listening to some recorded thing. And he said, there were actually 22 things that God created in the book of Genesis. I said, my goodness, I got to check that out. Because I didn't have time to check it out. So that's not my saying. But I just remember, I just put that one out there. But the one I want to tell you is this. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 22 and verse 22. Hello? Isaiah 22 and verse 22. I want everybody to read it on the screen. Read it. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Revelation 3 and verses 7 to 8. Jesus said this himself to the church in Philadelphia. He said, these things saith he that is holy, that is true, that had the key of David. one we just read. That openeth, and no man shutteth. That shutteth, and no man openeth. And he said in verse 8, I have set before thee an open door. Can somebody say amen for 2022? That no man can shut, but you must go through the door. You are here standing, your door is open, and you are just standing there. Go through the door. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've set before you an open door. But let me go back to Isaiah 22:22. Remember, it's in number 22. And God doubled it and put it in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is incredible. It's full of so many mysteries. You know, it's the only book in that Bible that has 66 chapters, just like the 66 books in the Bible. You know, and in this Isaiah 22:22, there's something he said about the key. He said, I will lay the key upon his shoulder. Said the same, you know, said something similar in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read it quickly. Isaiah 9, 6. For unto us, a child is what? A child is born. And unto us, a son is given. And the government, the governing authority, the key shall be on his shoulder. Hallelujah. Now, shoulder, how many of you know that Christ is the head of the church? Hello? Is Christ the head of the church? Christ is not the shoulder. Christ is the head. You are the shoulder. So for God to put a key on the shoulder, that means he's handing you the key. Amen. But what are you going to do with the key? What are you going to do with it? You know, so that's the question. You can take the key, put it inside. You can take Revelation 3, 7 and 8, join it inside Isaiah 22:22. Take the two of them, collide them inside Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, and say, by the key of David, which God has laid upon the shoulder of Christ, of which I am a part. I now call things forth that were not there before. Hallelujah. That is what makes this year a defining year. You can now step into that authority. It was there all along, but there is a time curve. There's a time curve. We're right there. And the number 22 is so significant because associated to this key. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet. We're going to do a little exercise. I want you to visualize the calendar. I did last night. There were two calendars. There were various dates. Maybe one day, if I'm flowing enough in the prophetic, you know, God might show me some specific dates, but I don't really care too much about those, that black calendar, because there's a differentiation for us anyway. Amen. But there were some dates, some black things all over the place. You know. And then there was this other calendar. Flip, flip, flip the calendar. You flip the other calendar, it's all full of darkness. Did you know that the Bible says that in Isaiah chapter 60, that you should arise and shine, that you are going to be the light, that there will be gross darkness that will cover the world, but that the glory of God will be seen upon you. How many of you know that's true? The glory of God. And then this other calendar, flip, 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 there's light. There's things jumping up like happy things. Praise God. So we're going to do a little exercise. Pick one of these calendars that you want. Take Isaiah 22:22. Fast forward to Revelation 3, 7 and 8 that I've opened the door before you. And then go back and anchor it into Romans 4 and 17 that says, call things that are not there as they are. And then let's fill in the gap into some of these calendar dates in 2022. Now, some of you may think that's far-fetched. You need to come into the prophetic realm. It's not far-fetched at all. The reason these things seem far-fetched to us is because we're just down here. You know, God's operating here. And he said to Adam, where are you at? That's one message I will preach sometime early this year. Adam, where are you? You know, what are you doing there? You know, so come to where God is at. And the things that we call supernatural is only supernatural to us because we're in a different realm all the time. Lower than God. For God, it's a normal thing. Praise God. So take a look at the calendar. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to lift up your hands and begin to pray. Now, the key is in your hand now. The key is in your hand now. Jesus said to Peter, behold, I give you the key of the kingdom of God. And the Lord said, what I say to one, I say to all. Behold, I give you the key of David. Didn't Jesus say that we are joint heirs with him? How many of you know that we are joint heirs with Christ? If we are joint heirs with Christ and Christ has the key of David, do we have the key of David? So, some people over here don't think so. Do we have the key of David if Christ has the key of David? Hallelujah. Now let's use that key of David. Remember, it's got to be according to principle, according to his character, and according to his will. I want you to open your mouth and begin to declare for yourself over January, over February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and so on. In the name of Jesus. Begin to declare for yourself. Open your mouth. Let's do it. I want you to lift your hands. I'm going to call up some things for January, for February. And as I begin to say them, you begin to agree and you begin to say them for yourself and even more for yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. We command January. You are the beginning of strength. Amen. For this year. In this January, let my strength increase in Jesus' name. February, you will not be outdone. Amen. Now, this was not in the song. They sang the song some way. You know, I'm prophetically saying this now. February, you will not be outdone. You will not be outdone. In February, the Lord will double for me even my blessings. Amen. March and April, I command you to bring forth and spring forth new things in my life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you know, sunshine is always a beautiful thing. Even in nature, you can't do anything without that sunshine. So let's command some sunshine in June, in July. Let the sun of righteousness arise upon me. The seed that you have sown in January, February, all the way, so you need that sun coming, the sun of the harvest. Come over you in June and July in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. People say that fall and September and all these months, they are the fall and they begin to go out of the summer and go into the fall. Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command that my August and my September, all the negative things begin to fall. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. October, November, all these things, December. Look, let my every one of these members remember and so forth. Let them be memorable months for me to remember because of great things that God will do for me in those months. Amen. Now, you take a few minutes. Take about 2 minutes now and call forth anything you want in those months in the name of Jesus Christ. Call them forth. While they are doing that, the praise team can begin to walk up to the stage. Call it forth! Let me give you another scripture before the praise team starts to play the music. And please put this scripture up. I want this to be part of the message. Psalms 103 and verse 20. And Preston, when you come here, just stand still for a minute. I want us to read the scripture together. Let us read the scripture. Everybody, your eyes on the screen. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. There is a secret that is contained here. There are certain categories of angels. There are levels among the angels. But the ones that excel in strength, when they carry out certain commandments, how do they do it? They are waiting for the voice of his word. Now, you must put voice to that word. Don't just think it. Say it. You must put voice. When you put voice to the word, these angels that excel in strength, they carry that word and fulfill them for you. Hallelujah. The Lord gave the word, and great is what? The company that published it. So, I want us to do this declaration. And praise him also. You're going to do it before you start to sing. Everybody, do this declaration one more time. One more minute for yourself. Anything that God brings into your mind right now, declare it for yourself. Declare it for your spouse. Declare it for your children. Declare it for your grandchildren. For 2022, God will bring destiny helpers in Jesus' name. God will bring your destiny helpers in the name of Jesus. I command January, February, March, and April, as I saw the calendar of joy. I command June and July, August and September, October, November, and December. I hope I didn't miss any more. I command all of them to bring forth joy and gladness to the people of God. And may the angels hearken to the voice of God's word out of your mouth and do those commandments in the name of Jesus. Don't regard the clouds. Don't look at the wind. But go forth in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have declared. Amen. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.